everyone, welcome to Mom for Life. I'm sorry I haven't been on here in a little minute. I've been trying to gather some things together, been trying to get my work done and my shop and maintaining being, you know, a parent, parenting things. But I wanted to jump on here and talk about a few things that I find interesting. Some topics that I may find. Also, if you would like to communicate about a topic or just want to get a different insight on a topic that you've looked up or had something to communicate about and wanted to get people's my or other people's point of view on that specific topic, I have a message corner on Anchor. That you can communicate with me on Mom for Life, and you can just drop the topic, your question, anything that you would like to talk about or hear about. Also, keep in mind, Mom for Life is just basically something that I've put together for moms, dads, parents, anything to, when it comes to kids that we all maybe think about or you've thought about and you just really don't communicate about it. Also, keep in mind, I am not a professional, not a doctor, pediatrician, none of those things. I'm just an everyday mom. I work from home. I'm an everyday mom, and I just, you know, just wanted to build this to kind of come together with parents that don't really get a lot of their questions answered. Throughout the process of being a parent. And some things that I've thought about that maybe you've thought about that you really never said about. So, there we have it. So, this topic today, I've noticed on a lot of the mom groups that I have, some I'm sorry, guys. I thought I heard my son scream. Okay, no, he's good. Okay, so this topic on a lot of the mom groups that I follow, I've noticed a lot of moms that are preparing for birth or preparing to become, to get pregnant, should I say. They're looking for things to do before trying to get pregnant. With me, with my son, I just so happened to be, like, just a side story. I was 13 weeks pregnant before I even found out that I was pregnant. So a lot of moms are on that side of the spectrum, and then others are just like, okay, I'm gonna prep, and this is a planned thing. So if it is for you, and if you're just trying, and you're trying to get pregnant, you're trying to conceive, things like that, these are some of a few things that I found that could possibly be helpful, that are a lot of ways to prepare your body for pregnancy. And not only do you have to prepare your body, but like far as your mind, your life, your bank account, like some things that you really don't think about before becoming a parent. So some of the tips that I have found that a lot of moms said that were helpful to them.
My chair's still in here.
Yeah, but you can sit there, but I'm recording, okay? A lot of things that a lot of the parents found that before they started trying to have a baby or different things like that, it came to scheduling. Scheduling for one of the number one things was scheduling a preconception visit with your provider, and maybe even trying to do with prenatal vitamins. I've heard that is some ways to kind of stay within that area to kind of get all the nutrients and the things for helping with that. Eating, sleeping, exercising, and different things like that are just some things that I strongly feel like would just be on your own account. If that's something you do on a normal, great. If it's not, I don't feel like you should take a big change when it comes to something like that, because you can too get so stressed out that you're worried about eating, sleeping, and exercising more that you're really not healthy. So just making sure that if that's something that you would like to do to change those habits, then you can. But it's not a big thing to me. Mental health is another thing that is very, very important. Because mentally, physically, emotionally, a lot of your things, a lot of your mental health is going to change because of some of the things that your child or maybe you will have to endure or go through throughout life. That's going to change a big part of you from birth and to raising your child. Some things that I found that was kind of helpful because I was kind of stuck when I was looking at certain conditions and things that I maybe can help prevent from my child was knowing my personal and my husband's family medical history. Those were some things that are kind of important that could kind of help also. Medications and supplements that are safe, or some medications or supplements that your midwife or doula or your OBGYN may say that would be good for your body specifically. I know a lot of times, which are very helpful tips, but you have to know what's specific to your body when it comes to any type of supplements before becoming pregnant with a child, because you have to make sure that the supplements are fitting for your body. Everybody's body can be different, so if you're taking one thing, it may can trigger a way for you not to be able to conceive in a certain way that others have. Far as immunizations go, I really didn't look into my immunization record as much as I thought I should have when it came to my son, because I didn't know for sure, but I didn't have that documented. So it would have been good for me to have that documented so that I could kind of know to make sure that my immunizations was up to date for like anything that maybe could be passed down to my son, things like that. Public exam and take a pap smear is some of the common sense type things. At least a year since you, if it's been at least a year since you have a checkup, like for me, for instance, before preparing, or if you're preparing to become a mom in any type of way, this would be a good exam to have, so you can kind of make sure everything is working down there and everything is working out to the way that it needs to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a quick break and come back through, and we will finish on the next steps. All right, and we're back. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is test for your sexual transmitted infections if you're at risk. This is only if you feel you're at risk. I mean, you know, many of these situations can happen in different scenarios. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that you had that situation. But, I mean, just doing that will do so. But if it doesn't... Okay, because you have to wait till it loads up. If it doesn't pertain to you, then that's fine. That'll be one step that you don't have to take. But with me, I feel like that is very, very important, and it is something that maybe that game can't go in there. So maybe find another one. So it may be something that you would have to look into when it comes to things like that, and knowing what to consider when it comes to information like that. Let's see. Also, thinking of immediate money matters and financial plans for you is always a great idea. Financially budgeting, doing things that you can figure out that can ease some of that burden would be, not burden, I wouldn't say, but I guess I would call that a financial burden if you were to have any, would be a good time to think about that and what you and your significant other could think of to kind of help maintain that. Another thing is to figure out when you ovulate, when you stop your birth control or anything that you may, or if you're actually trying. There are many different apps and ways that you can track your period and symptoms and different fertilities during the month. And I think that is it. Like, if you guys have any questions or any topics that you, other topics that you would like to discuss, I just have a few things. Those were just a few tips that kind of help, that I've kind of figured out that I think that will possibly help me. If you have more that you would like to share, you can definitely mention that in the topic or in my page listing messages, and I can add another episode to this podcast and maybe communicate more on the topics that you do have. It's always very helpful to have that. So just a short breakdown, scheduling a preconception visit is always a great idea. Consider genetic carrier or medical history information. Figure out which vitamins or different type of supplements are better for you, as far as prenatal vitamins go. Figuring out if giving up bad habits or eating well, thinking about exercise, different things like that. Mental health, when it comes to your mental health, make sure you're paying attention to your mental health. Visit the dentist. You can visit the dentist often. Definitely, because they do, your teeth have something to do with your pregnancy, which is a very good thing to do. So when preparing for pregnancy, don't forget about your oral health. Hormonal shifts during pregnancy can make you more likely for gum disease and like for plaque buildup, swollen red tender gums and things like that. I forgot to mention that one. Environmental risks, like different things that could change for you during your job, like if you're more used to now without being pregnant, but before pregnant, dealing with different pesticides, things that can be danger to your body would be a good way for you to help prevent from being around some of those things. Not just completely just doing away with it, but being considerate of those environmental risks. Like I said, considering your financial area, your financial matters. Figure out when you ovulate and thinking about when to toss your birth control or IUD or different things that you're doing to prevent from becoming pregnant. Thinking about tossing that to the back burner in a way so that you can get started. All right, guys, that was just a recap. And if you have any questions, please message me on here, or you can send me in a topic, or you can send me in a topic about this specific area that we talked about today. Thank you guys so much, and I will communicate with you guys next time. Bye.